U.S. President Barack Obama today paid tribute to U.S. Senator Edward M. Kennedy, calling him a colleague, counselor, and friend who etched his place in history as a singular figure on the American political landscape. Tributes have been pouring in all day, particularly from Britain and Ireland, in recognition of Kennedy's role in the Northern Ireland peace process.
Kennedy died late last night at his home on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. After a year-long struggle with brain cancer, he was 77. He is survived by his children, Cara Ann, Edward Jr., and Patrick, with his wife, Victoria. Chris Altieri takes a look back at the life and legacy of the youngest Kennedy brother.
Edward M. Kennedy was born in 1932, the youngest son of Joseph P. and Rose Kennedy. Like his elder brothers, he attended Harvard University and served in the military. In 1962, a lifelong dream was fulfilled when Kennedy won a special election to fill the Senate seat his older brother, John, had left vacant when he became president. Ted, as he was affectionately known, was an unassuming and affable presence in his early years as senator, during which he developed the ability to work in committee and communicate with his colleagues that would make him among the most effective senators in U.S. history, as well as one of the longest serving. Although more than 300 of the bills that Kennedy wrote became law, the people of the United States knew him best through his oratory, which left an indelible mark when, in the summer of 1968, he eulogized his elder brother Robert, quoting from his slain sibling's prophetic Affirmation Day address at Cape Town University a pair of years before.
Few are willing to brave the disapproval of their fellows, the censure of their colleagues, the wrath of their society. Moral courage is a rarer commodity than bravery in battle or great intelligence. Yet it is the one essential, vital quality for those who seek to change a world that yields most painfully to change.
U.S. President Barack Obama, who hand-delivered a letter from the ailing Kennedy to Pope Benedict XVI during his audience with the Holy Father earlier this summer, remembered Kennedy as a great leader. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan said she was deeply saddened at the news of his passing and recalled how the senator and her late husband, former President Ronald Reagan, had great respect for each other and found common ground, notwithstanding their oft-divergent political positions. I'm Chris Altieri.